I've been experiencing it. So, you know, our farms are still in operation, still involved and invested in agriculture myself. So certainly the number one concern of the Kansas farmer today is input cost, and that would be fertilizer and diesel. So let's think about why those have went up. Diesel prices, I think, unfortunately, this administration has declared war on American energy. It's caused a decreased supply, and therefore the diesel prices have gone up actually, triple from what they were just 2 years ago. So diesel prices are sky high. Fertilizer would be the next one that I would talk about. Why are fertilizer prices so high as well? Well, fertilizer, the nitrogen-based fertilizers, are dependent upon natural gas as both a substrate as well as an energy source. So that would be the biggest problem. Certainly the Ukraine war, where 25-40% of fertilizers pass through the Black Sea right now. Suddenly that's disrupted. So we have China in Canada buying their potash, driving the price of that up. So we want to talk about solutions, Tony. And I think that we have made a huge effort the past year, past 2 years in my office, to be the fertilizer king up here. We are trying to understand fertilizer forward, backwards, and sideways. And we're introducing legislation that we think would help drive the price of fertilizer down. And we don't have to get really down the weeds. We've worked with the administration trying to decrease the tariffs on fertilizers coming from Trinity and Toboggan. And then we're asking the administration to stop the tariff on fertilizers coming in from Morocco. But there's other things we can do. We can do things like work with the new technology, the new biophytotechnology, where we have plants that can basically grow their own fertilizers with microbes. I think there's the NEPA process. I'm sure your listeners are aware of what NEPA is and the EPA's impact on the making of fertilizers as well. So there's lots of things we can touch. People can go to our website, marshall.senate.gov, and get more information about how we're going to drive the price of fertilizer down.